Armodoxy for today. No thanks. In our series of messages leading to the celebration of Thanksgiving, we discussed the joys of gratitude and a joyful spirit. Given the state of the world, some may argue that there is very little for which to be thankful. But regardless of current circumstances, there are those who do not see the purpose of giving thanks. Even during more tranquil and prosperous times, there are many who suffer unbearable pain, are held as prisoners, are caught in the crossfire of wars or terror. Others who are abused or who have been condemned to horrendous illnesses, both physical and emotional. Suggesting to raise a word of thanks might be as if putting salt in a wound. One of the most important precepts of religion, and one we subscribe to, is that how a person comes to terms with their God is their own personal business. In all things, we are instructed to give thanks. We have learned the importance of gratitude, but this understanding is in the context of a mature Christian faith, where even in our struggles and sufferings, we can find a moment to be thankful for the breath we take, a smile on a loved one's face, the spray of the ocean air, the beauty of a small flowering bud. Still, that decision to give thanks is in the domain of the individual. Ours is not to inspect neither the method nor the quality of another's thanksgiving prayer. Christianity in Armenia has survived many different political assaults, wars, but has still remained faithful to the love, hope, and faith as expressed by Jesus Christ. Armenian Orthodoxy has not evangelized nor converted through force nor through philosophical debate. Instead, Armodoxy's witness has been silent but effective. Thanksgiving gives us an opportunity to evangelize in a quiet manner. In thanking God for the blessings we have, others will take note. Even when blessings may seem spread thin or few, the thankful heart becomes a source of hope and inspiration to those struggling within their daily lives. Let us pray. Lord our God, we come to you in a spirit of gratitude, thanking you for the many blessings we enjoy. Accept from us our offerings of thanks on behalf of ourselves and on behalf of our brothers and sisters who may have lost hope and find it difficult to look up to the heavens to give thanks. May we be conscious of the pain of others so that our prayers resound the voice of those who stand in silence. Thank you, Lord. Amen.